This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 218 for Monday, January 10th. ICE canola futures are down on Monday due to weakness in edible oils, especially the Chicago soy complex, but close well off of earlier lows. The March canola contract steps back $4.50 at $1,030.60 per ton. The May contract loses $6.40 at $1,006.90 per ton. The soy complex itself is down due to concerns about the dryness in South America threatening soybean crops there, as well as inflation worries in the United States and possible interest rate moves by the U.S. Federal Reserve. As well, declines in global crude oil prices are weighing on edible oil values. The Canadian dollar is slightly lower, with the loonie at 78.87 U.S. cents compared to Friday's close at 78.95. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reports export inspections of soybeans for the week ending January 6th are a little more than 905,000 tons, falling almost 44% from the previous week. However, outbound corn movements jumped nearly 37% at about 1.02 million tons. Wheat export inspections are fairly stable at over 233,000 tons, up 1.2% on the week. So far this marketing year, all three commodities remain behind export inspections from a year ago. The USDA says there's a private sale of 132,000 tons of corn to Mexico, with delivery of 77,000 tons to be during the current marketing year. The balance is set for 2022-23. On Wednesday, the USDA is scheduled to release a number of reports. Out at 11 a.m. that day will be the monthly supply and demand estimates, which will include the final crop production numbers for 2021. Plus, the department will issue its quarterly grain stocks report and its winter wheat seedings report. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Monday. The March contract retreats 25.5 cents at $13.85 per bushel. March soy oil pulls back 0.75 cents at 58.03 U.S. cents per pound. March soy meal loses $8.70 at 416.30 per short ton. Corn futures are lower on Monday. The March contract drops 7 cents at $6 per bushel. Chicago oats are lower as well, with the March contract down 4 cents at $6.64. The U.S. wheat complex is mixed, with Chicago March gaining 3.5 cents at $7.62. Kansas City March is up 3 cents at $7.78. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis March gives up 9 cents at $9.14.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday, January 10th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.